Exodus 12:6 says, "And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening." Our text is referring to the Passover lamb being kept until the 14th day of Nisan, also called Abib. Nisan was supposed to be the first month on the Jewish calendar. The first day of Nisan is supposed to be New Year's Day. But if you go to most Jewish websites, you'll see that the first day of Nisan is simply called Rosh Chodesh. And it simply is described as the start of the month of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar, with no reference to the new year. Instead, the new year is observed at Rosh Hashanah, which is during the autumn months on our calendar, around the end of September or beginning of October. The fact is, one glaring fact stands out when you compare modern Jewish observance. They have entirely missed the biblical standard and the whole point. So it should come as no surprise that even though the text of Scripture tells us that Moses commanded the Hebrews to keep the Passover lamb, quote, until the 14th day, end quote, and then, quote, the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, end quote, modern Jews observe Passover on Nisan 15. It's fitting that they do so. You see, the Passover lamb represents the Messiah who would come and die for the sins of the world. John the Baptist identified Jesus as that Messiah pictured in the Passover. In John 1:29, we're told, he said, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And he would repeat that announcement the next day. You see that in John 1:35 and 36. John the Baptist left no question that he believed Jesus to be that Messiah who fulfilled the type and shadow intended by God for us to see and for the whole nation of Israel to see in the Passover lamb. But Jews who do not become born-again Christians have rejected Jesus as their Messiah. They miss the whole point of Passover. So it is fitting that they also miss the date and observation of Passover. Well-meaning Christians observe Passover with Jews, and I want to make this clear. We love the Jews. We don't want to needlessly offend them. But partaking in a Passover Seder, especially when not teaching how that Jesus fulfills the biblical teaching and type of the Lamb in the Passover, well, then it becomes blasphemy. Jesus was crucified on Passover, Nisan 14. We have charts and Bible studies on this at our website, bbfohio.com, if you want to learn more about that. The death of the spotless lamb on Nisan 14 was to put the picture of the shed blood of a spotless lamb in the minds of the children of Israel so that they would recognize the sinless, spotless Messiah when he appeared. But if you attend Passover or just read Jewish websites describing Passover, you'll find that it's rare that there is even lamb served at Passover. I quote the One for Israel website, quote, "If you are familiar with the Passover story, you will know that the killing and eating of lambs is pretty central. So you might be surprised to hear that you won't usually see lamb on the table at your average Jewish Passover Seder," end quote. Some attempt to make it appear that the one lamb offered by the Levites at the temple was sufficient for all. But that's not what the Bible actually teaches. But that same source that we just quoted admits the following, quote, "When looking at Jewish history, however, the Mishnah describes in detail how the festival was celebrated around the time of Yeshua, Jesus, and it seems that each family had their own Passover lamb," end quote. It is simply a fact that until the Lamb of God shows up in the person of Jesus Christ, all Jewish families shed the blood of a spotless lamb in addition to the lamb offered at the temple. The Jewish Passover today is an unbiblical counterfeit. But our great concern is that they miss the point. They miss the Messiah, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, who can take away their sins. Pray for the Jews observing Passover today, that the Holy Spirit might open their eyes to see the original Passover in Scripture and then see and recognize the identity of Messiah of Israel so that they might believe on Jesus and be saved. As John said of his gospel in John 20:31, "But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name."